Yeah, I know.
Nah.
Look how fast everyone is to like, oh, a song that will annoy him. Oh, let me call right now. Don't you have work to do? Don't you people
amazing,
have
isn't it?
Jobs?
Lives.
All right, so for how many years you were getting in that box, AJ?
Six.
Was it that many?
Yeah.
It all started with a story about a guy who sat through, we built this city for 24 hours, and you're like, that's nothing. We're like, oh, really? Why don't you try it? And so it morphed into this massive fundraiser for the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Chevrolet and Lexus toy drive. And, so AJ's done it every year. You know, this year is not a good year for him to go in the box.
No.
With all of his medical stuff.
Yep.
So last year we said, if we raise a certain amount of money, I'll go in the box. And Scott Haney said, I'll go in the box with you, and here's $10,000 to make it happen.
What a guy.
It's like date night.
It didn't seem like that bad of an idea a year ago. You know what I mean? Like, it was so far away. It's like, puh. And now it's next week, a week from today.
Yep.
I'm like, yay.
Starting to set in.
Yeah. So we got to pick a song just so we can move on here. Matt and Prospect. Can't even say Prospect.
Good morning.
Matt and Prospect. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
6 years. Imagine that. Unbelievable. 6 years.
Six years.
Chaz, you and Scott Haney have been friends for a very long time, correct?
Yeah. Over 20 years.
Yeah.
I think of the perfect fitting song for 24 hours would be Sonny and Cher's I've Got You, Babe.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, my God. Over and over.
It's
again.
Short.
That's torture.
It's very repetitive. Not a lot of words. It's just over.
Yeah.
Over.
We'll test it. We'll see how strong that friendship really is.
I'd be Sonny, right? I'm the shorter one.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Scott probably knows the choreography, too. So he got a whole team by the end of the 24
Right,
hours.
He's a gay man. He probably wanted to be sheriff since he was a kid.
We'll give it both brushes to sing into.
Yeah. I got imagine that playing at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And by that time, you're worn down to a nub, right, AJ?
Yep, during the overnight is the worst time.
Absolutely.
The crowd's no longer there, and it's just you and the music.
All right, thank you, Matt.
I hope it works.
Yeah, when you say, I hope it works, what do you mean? Like the song, you hope it's annoying enough to crack us?
It breaks you.
What if it does break us? What if, like, we're at, like, 2 in the morning, we're like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to go out here, I'm going to sleep in my car. I'll come back for the show. What if that happens?
The first year that almost happened, I almost lost it around 3 o'clock in the morning. Some truck driver luckily came over with a Big Mac for me and talked me off the ledge.
Really?
Yep. I looked around, the entire crew, everybody's asleep. I got the music on. The song, that was the first year, Mason Ramsey, Love Sick Blues.
Yeah.
The song just ended, and there was about 2 seconds of complete silence. And then the song kicked in again, and I'm like, that's it! I'm out of here! And I went to leave, and I see this shadow, this big guy coming through the dark. And it's this guy with a McDonald's bag. And he was a car guy. He was a truck driver passing through, knows the show, brought me a Big Mac, and talked to me. And I was fine again.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yeah, there was
I don't
a
think
where
people
you
know
lose
how
it.
Hard it is. I mean, you clearly do. But, you know, we took shifts last year because you couldn't do it last year.
Right.
And I was in it for 2 hours. And, like, hour one, 40 minutes in, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yep.
And then you get to 1 hour in, you're like, I got to do this whole thing again. Can you imagine going 12 hours and then saying, I got to do all of that again?
Reset everything we just did and do it over.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I was in the box in a banana costume for maybe 20 or 30 minutes last year, and 20 or 30 minutes was enough.
Enough.
There's a point in the day where the sun hits, and it's like a magnifying glass.
Oh, you feel like an ant?
It heats up, yeah.
Yes, yeah, it, yes, it becomes a terrarium.
A terrarium.
Yep. Yep. Like it does. Exactly.
Lisa in Westport.
Good morning.
I don't like your tone.
This is the evil.
It is a little evil because it's Yoko Ono, Get Out of the Box.
That's what it's called.
But, okay. This. We wouldn't last an hour with this.
No.
No.
That's her on the washing machine.
Alternatively, you guys could have listeners come and sing to you. And everyone has to pay to sing, and they sing a song to you.
Oh, okay. You're creating maybe next year's event. I like it. We'll write it down. Great. Wow. This isn't even a song, really.
No.
This is cruel and unusual punishment.
That's right.
This is called batteries are too powerful.
But are you kidding? Because it's Get Out of the Box.
Did you hear what AJ said, Lise?
No.
AJ?
It's called The Batteries Are Too Powerful.
Love it.
Yoko.
You know, I wouldn't put this past them. Back then, when they were doing
No.
Okay.
Okay, we achieved. We achieved.
All right, thank you, Lise.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye. Man, he went from I want to hold your hand to the, like, it's just like everything I did before, making great hit songs, I'm going to just do the opposite.
Just don't care. It's going to do what I want to do.
Matt on the road.
How you doing, folks?
Hey.
Hello.
I was thinking, talk about repetitive, the Meow Mix version of One Man Band.
What is that now?
I've never heard that before.
Meow Mix version of One Man Band. What is One Man Band?
It's a country song, but they did a different version of it, and the entire song is just meows.
Meow, 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 meow,
nope.
Meow, meow.
Nope. This is not a song. No. No, this is a bit.
I want that for Marshall.
Nope.
Picture a cat with a cowboy hat.
Wow. No.
It's out of the box.
Blood pressure rises.
Meow, 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 meow.
Awesome. With each clap, he's slamming Scott's head against the plexiglass.
No physical harm will come to Scott Haney. It's all mental. Wow, you're evil, Matt.
Yeah,
you are evil. Jesse in Brantford.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey.
I was thinking about If I Were a Fish by Karuk and Olivia something or another.
If I Were a Fish?
I'm in a big aquarium, so why not?
But I think you guys should have to watch the video while you're stuck in the box with the song.
Complicated.
Yeah. That involves cable. Yeah.
I think there should be a TV in the box, but I don't want to watch the video of the song I'm watching or listening to. Yeah.
It's a fun video, though. Especially if you have kids.
Oh, is it? What is it? Like one of these baby shark things?
Similar. It's one of the reels my kids found.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay. He does not want kids' songs.
You said too much.
If I were a fish and you caught me, you'd say, look at that fish shimmering in the sun. Such a rare one, can't believe that you caught one. If I were a fish and you caught me, you'd say, look at that fish, heaviest in the sea.
How hot is the girl singing it?
First prize if you caught me.
I'm looking at an animated video, so I don't know.
Oh, not even that to think of.
This is my least favorite Everclear song. It sounds like Everclear.
Yeah.
It does.
Flopping around and singing my song. I say, damn, they're cute and sing along.
It should be a song everybody knows, right? Mm. Like, shouldn't it be, this is the song, so when you're explaining this to somebody, they're in a box listening to this song on repeat. You don't want to hear someone say, what song?
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. You know, you don't want to have going to an education
of the song. It's like, oh, it's Baby Shark. Oh, yeah. It's I Got You, Babe.
Yep.
Right.
You get it immediately, and you know the horror of it as soon as you hear that. 24 hours, this song on repeat. It's like, oh. Like, when you hear We Built This City for 24 hours on repeat.
You get it.
You cringe. Yep. You're like, oh,
yes,
that,
you do.
Those poor men.
Those poor bastards.
I think the very loose guidelines we've established is it has to have charted. We've got to have seen it chart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how AJ got chirpy, chirpy, cheap, cheap.
Yeah.
Terry and Milford.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay. I'm going to give you, there's two actually the worst songs ever, but out of the worst, I would say Disco Duck.
Rick Dees, California disc jockey, but it did chart.
It did.
It did chart.
Do people know it, though? I mean, we do.
That's because to jump back into the 60s.
That was 70s.
Yeah, yeah. Dickie Goodman would have been 60s.
And I jumped into the 60s. Just taking away from it.
All right.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, went back in time.
We're gonna write it down.
Look at me, I'm the disco dog.
Now that's what you need. AJ singing it on loop.
That would be worse. No offense. You know what I mean? All right, so we asked the tribe on Facebook, on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page, which song we should use. And the last time we checked, it was over 400 comments. I think a lot more now.
Whoa.
Yeah, 438 comments. People had opinions.
Yeah. What are some of the highlights?
So Lucia said, Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. Thinks you should Rick get Roll.
Classic.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We've got Let It Go from Frozen.
Ooh,
oh, man.
Painful. Ah. Painful.
Okay. That one is bad.
Yeah.
That one's real bad.
I do believe it hit the charts also.
It
think it would qualify.
Smashed.
Totally hit the charts. And then you'd have like kids arriving to the box dressed up and like,
the kids would sing.
It's a full
snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint.
You mean like the kids you unleashed on me that doing Baby Shark? Like that type of kids?
Who's that? Jerry the Painter brought him, right?
No, those are probably the moms.
Oh.
No, Jerry brought the raid on Entebbe. He brought the kids with the Nerf guns.
All right.
Yeah, that was the terrorist attack.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be.
Yeah, but Scott probably said more.
You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah. He knows the words.
I have the ability to block this out.
Yeah. Hold on. Here comes the chorus.
This is the hard part to block out.
Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
It's going to be 2 a.m. The chorus is going to hit, and Scott's going to stand up, and you're just going to, like, shoot away. Like, what?
This one's not that bad. It's not hitting any nerves.
Yeah, but
it
after
picks
eating
up.
Pizza, eating pizza and drinking coffee in that box, let it go. You're going to.
I was thinking,
all right, we'll write that down.
How about Last Dance by Donna Summer? Because technically every time you play it, it's not the last dance until like the end of the 24 hours.
I love
it's a
that
contradiction.
Song. I love Donna Summer. I could hear her on repeat.
Damn.
So that's out.
Yeah, that's definitely out then.
How about Mbop by Hanson?
Oh, that's a good one.
This one comes up every year too.
Yep, it does.
It is designed to be annoying.
I think they would say catchy.
601.
I remember a friend of mine saying, have you heard this song by Hanson? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, these guys, have you listened to more of their songs on the album? I'm like, no, I didn't buy the album, nor did I buy the single. It's like, they're the next Beatles. Oh.
How'd that work out for me?
Just lost my respect for you as a music lover.
It was a good album. I was 11, but it was a good album.
Right, if you were 11.
From 38, probably not going back to it.
Yeah, this is a dude singing. I don't think they dropped yet.
This is the difficult part now. They're like, what, 40s?
Yeah.
Right? They got to go sing this.
I thought this was a girl the first time I saw this video.
We all Many did. People did.
Yeah. It's, you know,
you'll pick up little production things like the scratching of the records in the background. The more you listen to it, you're going to find little things that annoy you.
This is garbage music. This is disposable garbage music.
Crap.
It means nothing. You know what I mean? It's just garbage. Yeah. The bop is a hook.
Right.
It's a sticky hook. Oh, stop it.
I've been learning that on the guitar if you want me to drop by next Thursday.
Nice.
I should have reacted to it that way. I could see Phil writing it down now.
No, it wasn't that at all.
That's the worst.
No, but it's just like, all right, let's get a kid who sounds like Michael Jackson and we'll do like a pop song.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Did you listen to Michael Jackson? They had actual words that made sense. Okay.
I heard the kid was altered.
I don't know what that means.
It means they neutered him.
All right, let's keep moving.
Yeah.
AJ's neutering kids now. All right.
It was a teen.
Yeah. What else?
Okay, so, here's one. Joe says, "It's Raining Men" by the Weather Girls.
Oh.
Scott would love that song.
Appropriate for Scott.
The catwalk. Yeah.
We can have Martha Wash.
Martha Wash.
First of all, I have some bad memories with that woman. It was like one of the worst interviews ever. It was hell.
No, it was fantastic.
Oh my god,
that interview was hell. I don't want to hear her voice for 24 hours.
It's the Weather Girl. That one is a loner. Weatherman.
And leave those umbrellas at home. All right.
Oh my god. No.
Everybody can bring their umbrellas.
Right. No. You guys can dance your shirts off.
One of the Crabtree guys will get a hose, make it rain. You guys,
it's all steamy in here. Steamy.
Somebody can jump out a window.
Oh my god, it's the gay anthem.
Now walking the catwalk is Chaz.
I hate you people.
It's rain. She growls. Absolutely.
Which is agreeing with this one?
This is a turkey sandwich, is why.
How long is this song?
3 minutes.
Oh, no. Really?
3 minutes?
It feels longer.
That's what I was thinking.
You'd have to listen to it 480 times.
Wow.
How did you do that so fast?
Calculator.
He's Rain Man. Yeah, I got the 20 times. Yeah, 20 times. Yeah. Yeah,
sorry, Phil. I got to turn your studio off.
Oh, well, sure, now you do it.
God. I just picture Scott with his arms above his head dancing.
Umbrellas.
I love everybody coming with umbrellas.
Yeah, how do we get a
feather
boa?
You guys can go in rain jackets.
Oh my god, I have a choreographed routine.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
What about this song for the box?
Nah.
It's too nice. Yeah, it's not.
But what's the problem?
It's just a nice song.
Yeah,
it's a good song.
Just a pleasant.
It looks
listen.
Like we're in a phone booth. We could put a little fake phone there.
Ah,
right.
We could write the number on the wall.
It should be a real phone, and people can call.
I could wear a two-tone shirt.
Right. Oh, we have a phone constantly ringing the entire time.
Yes.
Oh, I
and
can
you
see.
Have to answer it,
AJ. You're an expert in this world of torture, having been a recipient.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I can go to Gitmo right now. I know, no problem.
All right. A week from now, I'll be counting down. I'll be actually in my car driving to Crabtree, Chevrolet, and Lexus of New Haven to get in that box.
Yep.
I don't sound so excited.
Oh, so well, it's for the kids, you know.
You're excited for the kids.
Now that's we excited for the kids.
Yeah, right
now,
the only time.
Now.
It's all about the kids.
Chaz and Scott in a box. We need the song. Do we have like a short list of songs? That's not happening.
It's on the short list.
Not happening. I will show up with a gallon of gas and burn that box.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Kind of want to see that.
Yeah, not convincing me it shouldn't be on the list. It's content.
Not happening. This is not happening. That one is not happening.
Oh, he's stressed out.
That one's not happening. And Weather Girl's not happening.
That was also on the list.
That's not happening. No. Not happening.
Like, you guys like,
yeah, this one's a winner, I think.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
Nope.
I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna let myself back out.
No.
Absolutely something. It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
It makes no sense. Like, how does this make sense?
By, like, the 400th time, you'll figure it out.
Right.
How does it make sense?
You'll have plenty of time to figure it out. You'll
He's a weather man. He's not a weather girl.
Why
not
oiling
a
their bodies?
It has nothing to do with the format. It's not an annoying song.
AJ, did Baby Shark have anything to do with the format?
Nothing at all.
Annoying is a state of mind.
Did chirpy cheep cheep have anything to do with the format?
I got phone
no,
calls
it did not. Neither did Lion Sleeps Tonight or Lovesick Blues or the Chicken Dance.
Tony,
oh my God.
Tony in Portland. Hey.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? I'm the guy who sent you the bluesy jingle a while back. How about that one?
Thank you. What's that?
Okay. You, and AJ, you'll be back in the box next year. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a good warning. Like, what's what you do this year? Because next year, you're back in or whatever. Yeah.
Right. I got a couple for you, fellas. I got How About After Midnight by Clapton.
Nah.
Nah, how about Sedated, the Ramones?
Oh, that would be playing a lot.
2 minutes, 20 seconds.
You know? Or you can always do... It's all right if you love me. It's all right if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you won't because you're in a box, you know?
Bad audition for American Idol.
Yeah.
That's another short one. That's less than 3 minutes.
Really? His fake, like, French accent is annoying. Yeah, I will say the live version of this song is a great live version.
It's terrific.
The crowd takes over singing. It's so great.
Yeah.
All right, Tony. Thank you. I don't mind this
song.
Thank you, nephew. I like this song.
Yeah, again, that's one. Bye.
John and Seymour.
I can make your hands clap. That song is so annoying. I can't stand it. I don't know who sings it or who does it, but that song.
Can we just play this?
I can make your hands clap.
What is that?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. If you could sit through this.
What's it called, though?
Fits in the Tantrums. Hand clap.
Oh, hand clap. And not enough people know what it is. You know.
It's a very difficult challenge you have to do, but this song, I mean, I can't stand it.
This is a good call.
You know what's interesting about this particular...
Just that? Let's just play his sound.
They have goldfish by chance?
John, you know why this is a good call? We've been doing this for many years. This has never been called in.
Yeah.
And it should be on the list of annoying songs.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Very annoying.
And your presentation, hey, listen, by the way, A plus. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, listen, I was a little nervous to call in, but thanks for taking my call, and I love your show.
Thank you, brother. Right back
thanks,
at
sir.
You.
That's going to be stuck in my head now. 3 o'clock today, I'll be doing something at the rental, whatever. I'll be.
Got you flustered already.
Oh, that goes on the list.
Not such a short list.
Andre and Derby.
This fits the criteria. It did chart. It's very annoying.
It did chart?
What is the fuck? You will. I don't know where you're hearing, but I said chart.
Oh.
But what does the Fox say? It charted.
Oh, wow. You mentioned yesterday.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. I think about 4 a.m., you'd be gnawing your leg off like you're in a rat trap trying to get out of
that. That part is.
Yep.
You don't need to hear it multiple times to make you crazy. The first time you hear it, it makes you crazy.
And I think the best part is that he'll start singing it to you after a while. You'll be serenaded.
Oh, God. What does the Fox say?
This is a good one.
I can hear Scott doing this.
What the Fox
That sounds like him right there.
It does.
Pop, 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 pop. What the Fox say? Happy, happy, happy ho. Happy, happy,
happy ho.
Happy, happy, happy ho. What the Fox say?
This is tough.
This is a good one.
Oh.
What the Fox say?
That is like...
They give you a medal for this one.
Torture.
Okay. We got to end this segment.